Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Guess what? Cardi B and Offset have been married for 9 months. That's right. She confirmed it on Monday that she and Offset got married when she took to social media. She said she wanted to keep their marriage private, but you know, the cat's out of the bag now. So everybody knows the details, or at least they're about to. The stars wed on the same day that he popped the question, even having an officiant come to their bedroom to make it all legal. He did not have a ring at the time, and she wore no makeup and did not even have a dress. Her only guest was her cousin. Well, Cardi and Offset, who are expecting their first child in July, seemed as if they only got engaged in October. You know, he bent down on one knee while on stage, but the cover girl explained that too. And this explains why Offset called her wifey at the BET Awards on Sunday. You know what? She's been wearing this engagement ring since October, but he often wears rings on his wedding finger. I'm actually very happy for the two. And you know what? Sometimes you just want your privacy. And let me tell you something. Forget the BET Awards. Forget the Deborah Lee party. It is now the Jamie Foxx BET after party that possibly even rivals the Vanity Fair Oscar party. Because, honey, the place was swarming with A-listers and featured performances by Migos and T.I. And let me tell you something. Jamie was not skimming on this one. No, honey. He dropped $500,000 on the shindig. He held it at his L.A. area mansion, which actually is out in the valley. It's quite nice. And guests included Michael B. Jordan. The entire cast of Empire showed up. They had to be shuttled out to the event. MC Light, who of course is the announcer for the award show. Dougie Fresh, and the list just goes on and on. And you know something? 6 bars were open all night. Grey Goose was flowing like water. And for anybody who had too much, there was also In-N-Out Burgers. And of course, security was everywhere, making sure that everybody stayed safe. Jamie, we love you, darling. And on a sadder note, reports have emerged that Joe Jackson has been hospitalized with terminal cancer. You know, that means drama in that family. He is 89 years old. He has had a variety of illnesses over the years, but TMZ is reporting that Joe apparently has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which we all know is never good. Now, apparently the Jacksons have been, you know, in a bit of turmoil over this. We can't even get into all of it. But we also understand that Joe's manager was trying to keep some of the senior members away from Joe the last few days, including his wife, Janet, his daughter, Rebe. But they had an emergency meeting yesterday, and apparently they did get in to see Joe. We will keep you posted on all of these stories, and especially on, you know, Joe's health. We know that that's important to you. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter @TanyaHollywood and @AURN.com.